Welcome to the Synthetic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Henrik DeCuyer. Join me for interviews and thoughts on the ever-expanding topic of synthetic media. You can find my book on synthetic media on Amazon. Subscribe to this podcast for free. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com and enjoy today's episode.
I'm Chris Hume. I'm a VFX and AI artist. I'm specialized in training deepfake models and working with several AI techniques. I love to combine the different techniques that AI can offer. I use it to create art and to create crazy video concepts. You might have heard of one of my projects named Deep Tom Cruise. It's a TikTok channel where I make Tom Cruise do silly things.
Chris, how are you involved with synthetic media?
I first encountered synthetic media 2 to 3 years ago on a news journal on TV, where I saw the technology being used for bad purposes. But I quickly realized the creative possibilities and what was possible with it. So I started experimenting. And fast forward 2 years further, I worked for South Park for a year, where I worked in a studio doing research and development, working on a technology, improving it. And we worked on a pilot. And then a few months ago, I decided to leave the team and to start my own company focused on the ethical use of deepfake technology and AI technology in general. So right now, I finished my first investment round, and now I'm gathering a team of developers to push the technology forward and to make it approachable for creators in the future.
Chris, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with synthetic media?
The biggest challenge I had in the beginning was turning around the idea about synthetic media for people. People could only think of bad use cases. But I think from what I've been doing and my colleagues as well in this space, we turned it around. We showed people the creative possibilities and that it's an interesting technique to work with. It opens up a lot of new creative possibilities and that can go really far. I think that was a really big challenge to start off doing this and pushing the boundaries of the technology. My biggest success is that I had the possibility to start my own company with my business partner. He's someone I met because he found one of my projects online and he really liked it. And after talking, we decided to start the company to push the technology. I always believe, and I still do, you should always do what makes you feel good. And I love what I do. I love creating content. I love being creative with technology. And even I was working for a Hollywood company, I still felt good leaving that company and to do what makes me feel good. And that's doing what I'm doing now. And I'll always use that as my guide to whatever adventures I'm still going to face. I think sometimes you have to think twice. It's not because you can do something, you should do something. Currently, there aren't any laws, any regulation related to synthetic media, but that doesn't mean it's a free-for-all. Always think twice when you create content. Is it ethical? Does it make sense? Would the person whom you're synthetically recreating, would that person do what you're making her or him do? I think that's really important in the synthetic media because it's new and no one really knows how to handle it. So think twice before you do something. I think it's really important because if you're going to misuse the technology and you're going to use famous faces for marketing when you don't have consent of that celebrity, then you're going to have a negative effect on the technology in general. And maybe people will start making decisions which are going to halt the evolution and how this technology could be used for in the future.
Chris, where can we learn more about synthetic media and your work on the subject?
the best way to learn stuff about synthetic media is just use Google and YouTube. That's how I did it. Whenever I want to learn something, I just try to find it out. And if you want to be on top of the latest technology, just go on GitHub and look what's going on there. Look at the latest repositories, because people are coming up with new ideas every day. They just need someone to try and pick it up and do something with it, because there's so many cool techniques coming out, and that's where it all starts. The best advice I can give is go on YouTube. There's so many tutorials which will send you to the right into the right direction where you can find stuff, because there aren't really any courses or schools that will teach you anything about synthetic media, because it's so new. So Google is your friend. I think synthetic media has a really important role going forward in the future. For example, it could be used for translation. You could use it to translate a Chinese commercial into different languages. Or you could use, let's say, a speech from Greta Thunberg. And let's say she's doing a speech in English, but she can actually translate it to 100 different languages. So her audience just gets bigger just by using synthetic technologies. I can also see synthetic media being used in gaming in the future, where if you're playing a football game, you're not playing with 3D models and 3D characters. No, you're playing with the real Ronaldo, the real Messi, the real faces. I think it's got a lot of potential going forward using in the gaming industry. There are so many use cases. Let's work together and let's change a narrative. Let's show people the creative use cases. Let's make people smile with the stuff we create.
Join us next week for a new episode by subscribing to the Synthetic Media Podcast. Check out my book about synthetic media on Amazon. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com. This podcast was produced by Henrik de Gior. Music by Mattia Capelli. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a 5-star review. And thank you for listening.